It all started nearly 2 years ago with a celebrity bus tour.
Another one of our crazy ideas was to rent a bus and drive on icy roads throughout the muddy...
That's fracking activist Sean Lennon. He was joined by his mother, Yoko Ono, and Hollywood actress Susan Sarandon on one of the many natural gas tours hosted by 63-year-old anti-fracking activist Vera Scroggins of Susquehanna County. It's a rural area that's become the center of the state's fracking universe. The biggest driller here is Cabot Oil and Gas. Not long after that tour, the company got a judge to sign off on a sweeping injunction against Scroggins, effectively barring her from setting foot on nearly half the county. She says it's an effort to intimidate her.
This is just going to make people possibly be more afraid to come forward because they will be dragged to court. They will be threatened with fines and jail.
She thinks that celebrity tour was the last straw for Cabot, but she's not sure. She's been doing the tours for nearly 5 years. Cabot says she's repeatedly trespassed on its property and poses a safety risk. The case made headlines around the world.
An opponent of natural gas drilling insists her civil rights are being violated after Cabot Oil and Gas got her barred from a good chunk of Susquehanna County.
Finally, last March, the court order was revised to be much less restrictive. A major French newspaper carried a headline that roughly translates to, "American anti-fracking crusader seizes justice." This new injunction is temporary, but it bars Scroggins from Cabot work sites, including the access roads to its gas wells, and she has to maintain a 100-foot buffer zone. The company claims she got too close to one of those access roads on October 9th while hosting a tour with New York's Green Party candidate for governor. She posted part of the tour on YouTube.
This is the Costello one. This is Costello one gas pad, and the owner lives right behind this.
Cabot quickly filed a motion to have her held in contempt of court, which could have meant fines and jail time. Company spokesman George Stark claims a bus once got stuck on its property, but admits her tours have never caused an injury.
I don't like the idea of even thinking somebody could get hurt. I don't want to wait until somebody gets hurt. I want to stop it before someone gets hurt.
At a hearing to determine whether she violated the court order, the first question Cabot attorney Amy Barrett asked her was, "Can you read English?" Barrett grilled her about why she apparently ignored a sign that read Access Road Entrance. Scroggins said that she thought the road was a driveway and assumed the access road for the well pad was further up on the property. The former mayor of Binghamton, New York, Matt Ryan, took the stand in her defense.
Because anybody should be able to walk down the side of a road or cross a road as long as they're not causing any trouble.
He's a Democrat and vocal critic of fracking. He was with Scroggins the day she allegedly came too close to the road. On cross-examination, Cabot attorney Amy Barrett questioned Ryan's position on fracking, and she tried to bring up news reports about a recent bar fight he had with a pro-gas blogger in New York. The judge wouldn't allow it. But the judge did agree there was enough confusion about the status of the road, saying Scroggins technically violated the court order, but she won't be punished. Since this current injunction is temporary, Cabot is also trying to impose a permanent settlement deal. Lawyers for both sides recently negotiated an agreement with buffer zones ranging from 25 to 100 feet. Scroggins initially agreed, but then later changed her mind and won't sign off on it.
I want to just be treated like everybody else. And I don't want no special rules from them that I have to have some special restrictions.
Over their objections, Cabot called two of her attorneys to testify that an agreement was made. They tried to ask about communications they had with her, but the judge wouldn't let them go that far, since it violates attorney-client privilege. Later, her lawyers asked for a protective order to bar Cabot from disclosing the thousands of documents, photos, and videos they got in discovery. Her attorneys argue much of that material is private, including financial statements and some personal photos she inadvertently turned over. Cabot's lawyers argued against the order and repeatedly insinuated some of the photos contain evidence of criminal activity. Scroggins shrugged it off.
And if there is some criminal activity, which I told them already, then prosecute. Release whatever you want to release. I don't want to prevent them from not doing their job. So if you see that there's something there, then just go for it.
There wasn't enough time at the hearing for the judge to weigh in on that protective order or the final settlement deal. A trial date is set for December 11th. Marie Cusick, State Impact, Pennsylvania.